12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
It's summertime in northern Michigan.
Indeed. Nick Nirbaum with Pure Michigan. How are you, my friend?
Oh, doing fantastic. But yeah, I just want to make sure, stay aware of the heat index outside. It's going to be pretty warm. I think staying near the water will be a good idea this week.
That is a fact. You are correct on that. I mean, I can feel the heat. I can actually see it through my windows. When you look outside, you can see it. It's just, it's there. You can feel it and you can see it for sure. How are you doing? I mean, how's your summer been so far?
It's been fantastic. You know? Just really trying to maximize the time we have, you mm-hmm. know, really get out and enjoy some things. As a matter of fact, last weekend we went kayaking and we went paddling on a small lake up near Traverse City in the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. And I tell you, it's such a relaxing and just mood-inducing activity. You get out there and you just kind of escape the traffic lights. You escape your desk and your computer and so forth. And the motion of the water as you're just gliding through, it really is a relaxing pursuit and also like a great way to stay cool, as we talked about.
You know, I take M104 on my way home to GR, and there's lakeshore kayak rentals in Spring Lake and stand-up paddle boards, too. I'm afraid I'd fall over if I did that, but I thought that was really cool. Have you ever done that on the Muskegon River?
I have, yes. There's obviously the Muskegon River is an extremely long river that flows from, you know, the middle of the state all the way down to Muskegon. And there are all kinds of different kayak rentals. Up in the Newaygo and Grant area, there are canoe liveries, kayak rentals, all different kinds of places that have rentals that can take you when they have transportation. Also on the Kalamazoo River, you can, you know, paddle out of Saugatuck. You can paddle a little further up river on the Kalamazoo. So these tradition of Michigan of floating the river is something that people do all the time. You can go tubing, you can go kayaking, mm-hmm. you can use the stand-up paddle boards. And, you know, you talk about the Spring Lake rental there, Lakeshore Kayak rental.
Yeah.
And you just get out and paddle on the bayou, paddle on the river, but also in Saugatuck. You can paddle right out in the harbor and kayaks, and you can also rip pontoons. So plenty of places to get out on the water.
I love that. I do. So we've got the Coast Guard Festival. It kicks off tomorrow. And one of the things that you'll find that people do is they just come with chairs and they just sit
yep.
on the grass here at One South Harbor, and they look towards the beach, they look at the channel, and they will bring a book and they will sit there for hours on end. It's just something that they do, and they come from all over, and I love meeting people like that. Talk to people when you're out at the Coast Guard Festival. Get to know people. Ask them where they're from, because you can tell when somebody's from out of town. You know what I mean? You can just tell. But I just think it's so important to just sort of reach out and talk and have those conversations. But, yeah, everything kicks off tomorrow with Mega 80s at Lynn Sherwood Waterfront Stadium.
Well, that's one of the things that we're so fortunate here in Michigan to have signature events like the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival. We draw people from all over the world to Michigan for these events. These are curated events that our community takes so much pride in, and there's so many volunteers that make these large-scale events like the Coast Guard Festival happen. And that's right. It brings people together. And I love that idea of just having conversations
yeah.
with folks and like ask them where they're traveling from.
Right.
Have they been to Grand Haven before? And you always have some wonderful conversations. And, you know, I love helping out folks,
yeah.
helping them discover things. It is a ton of fun. And speaking of mega 80s, you know, I think the 80s have this awesome, you know, perception of like the big hair, the
yeah.
loud colors and everything. And the music really does align with that. So that's going to be a really fun time.
It is. You've got Simply Queen Saturday evening. They are a Coast Guard favorite. Beach Boys Elvis on Monday, and tribute acts all week. The one the Zeppelin tribute is what I really
yeah.
want to see.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. You know, when it comes to the acts of that era, I think for me personally, I love Zeppelin.
Yeah.
With Queen coming up Saturday night, I mean, I have to give anybody props who tries to sing Freddie Mercury. That can't be an easy task.
Freddie
is just such a legend, you know. But, yeah, speaking of music, you know, I've been really interested to see some of the tributes around with Ozzy Osbourne passing away.
Yeah.
A lot of the musicians, like, even Paul McCartney had a post about it on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy had a big influence.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I'm sure you'll see a couple mentions of some of these acts this week.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he said that if the Beatles didn't exist, then Ozzy wouldn't have been around. And then he eventually, right. he eventually met Paul, but it was a lot later on. And it sort of was like this, almost like the Chris Farley sketch on SNL. It kind of was like this awkward meeting because Ozzy was just mesmerized with McCartney.
I know.
Which is so cool when you think about it, you know? Parade of Ships.
Somebody who's a legendary status, like Ozzy, even he is starstruck with Paul McCartney.
I know. Parade of Ships is on Monday at 1. Fireworks, obviously, on Saturday. We had a, there's yachts that come through the harbor all the time, but somebody had tied one up. I think it was last Friday. This yacht was huge, and I half expected, like, Paul McCartney to come out on it or something. I'm like, whose yacht? No, I did. I was like, who does that belong to? It was beautiful. But you see a lot of that during Coast Guard Festival as well, and people come from all over the world, and it's a beautiful thing. You stay cool, have a good day, and we'll talk next week, okay?
That sounds great. Enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thank you kindly. That is Nick Nirpon with Pure Michigan. Always has great things to do. Indeed, and always the best tips. And he and I have the same musical taste as well, so that always helps.